Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Norris and Long Show 105.7 Fan. Olds win last night. 6-0 to complete the three-game sweep of the Kansas City Royals. Orioles make a move for Tim Beckham, and there's no way they get Tim Beckham. Why? They already have a shortstop in Ruben Tejada. That's not a very smart move, in my opinion. Orioles trade for Jeremy Hellickson, who has an ERA just under 5 in Philadelphia in the National League with a pitcher's hit. What are they thinking about?
Pick him up.
And Dan Duquette is laughing at us all. Oh, you gotta love it.
His laughter is so funny.
Dan Duquette is belly laughing right now. Oh, my gosh. Joining us right now from MassiveSports.com, Steve Bieleski. What's up, Steve?
You guys are a wreck.
Oh, he's laughing at us all right now, watching highlights of the ball disappearing right now on the middle monitor. When Mike Moustakas is like, I swung at it. Where did it go on that foul tip?
Oh, man.
Second and third, no outs, and he pitches his way out of it. But the big thing, though, Steve, leading into the trade deadline was the Orioles had to make some moves, bullpen guys being their biggest pieces to restock their minor league system. They did not do that. So there's nobody else right now better equipped to give us the state of the minor league system of the Orioles other than you.
Well, I mean, I think, Rob, it's been a year where the hitters probably have taken a front stage more than the pitchers, which in some respects was disappointing. Because you looked at, obviously, for most of the year with the rotation struggling, the Orioles obviously would look to their minors and they would see a lot of the acquisitions over last winter with pitching to mixed results. You know, guys like Gabriel Ulloa and Chris Lee, who they acquired a couple years ago, had some mixed results. And Tyler Wilson, Mike Wright, some of the guys we've seen before. So they didn't really have anybody going great to turn to. And even at AA, you know, guys like David Hess, who has a lot of talent, had some ups and downs, and then finally started to put it together. But then while that was going on, some of the hitters were taking big steps forward. Obviously, we saw Austin Hayes tear it up at Frederick, get promoted to Bowie, tear it up at Bowie. Cedric Mullins get off to a great start at Bowie, go to the DL twice. He has since returned and continued to hit at Bowie. Ryan Mountcastle promoted to AA, moved to third base. So the hitters have probably been ahead of the pitchers overall.
So who are the tops? I mean, here Mountcastle's name here, obviously Cisco all the time, but we can just like who are the top pitching prospects for this team right now? Because a couple of years ago we knew all the names because they're up here now. It was Bundy and Gausman and Rodriguez. You know, who are they now?
Well, I mean, going into the year, Cody Sedlock was the number two Oriole prospect, coming off an impressive but short run at Aberdeen. And so, you know, he didn't pitch well. He pitched great to start the year at Frederick. He looked every bit like a first-round draft pick, and then he started to get hit with regularity, and then he was hurt. And now he's back, and, you know, he just hasn't had a great year. So, I mean, Keegan Aiken has had some ups and downs. It's been better in the second half. His ERA is 4.30. He's one of their better pitching prospects. I mean, I still think Hunter Harvey might be their best pitching prospect, and he's back. I mean, a year out of Tommy John surgery, he's returned to pitch, and that is the good news. And so this year, they just want him to pitch, get some innings, build some arm strength, and he's been throwing a lot since November, Buck has told us. He hasn't pitched in games where we can see a box score until just recently. And that was in the Gulf Coast League where he's pitched 5 scoreless innings, 3 games. So he's going to make his next start at Aberdeen probably sometime next week and, you know, finish the year. Maybe they'll bump him up to Frederick And then I think they hope he starts next year at Bowie, and by some point, maybe late next year, mid to late next year, can be knocking on the door for the Orioles.
Yeah, here with Steve Molesky, MassinSports.com. Steve, I mean, we know the national media doesn't think a whole lot of the Orioles minor league system, and they didn't think a whole lot of Trey Mancini as well. Is it as bad as reported, or do you think it's slightly better than you know, people's opinion?
I mean, it comes down to this, and I've said this a thousand times, and I think fans don't get it. Sure, you can rank it 26th or 27th. That's where it was going into the year. Those rankings, in my opinion, are a huge function of the number of top 100 players you have. And the Orioles, going into this year, had one. Chan Cisco was rated as a top 100 prospect. If he's healthy, Hunter Harvey is a top 100 prospect, which the knock on wood, he finally is. Austin Hayes is starting to play his way into being a top 100 prospect. Ryan Mountcastle would be one, but his defense is shaky, and they moved him to third. That hurts his cause there because they like well-rounded players. And he doesn't have the defensive part of the resume yet. So when they start getting to a point, which maybe they are, where they get three, four, five top 100 players, the ranking will go from 26th to 12th or something like that, like it was a couple years ago when they had Eduardo Rodriguez, Bundy, Gosman, Hunter Harvey, and Scope. 1 year they had those five ranked. They were number 10 farm system. Everybody thought everything was great. And guess what? Most of those guys went on to make the majors and help the team. So I don't think it's as bad as they say, but the easy narrative is they're terrible because they're 26. But I think if you look deeper, you see some things that can be encouraging.
Well, Steve, how do you feel right now? For a while there, things looked pretty bleak. They went five in a row. They're 2.5 out of the wild card right now, but still below 500. How do you feel about this team after seeing, post All-Star break?
Well, I mean, it's been a stunning 3 days at Camden Yards because, the Orioles won the last two games at Texas, and that was great. But they're coming home to face the hottest team in baseball, and they haven't played great against some good teams this year. And, you're thinking, this is where the momentum stops. But instead, they swept the Royals, who were 10-1 when they got here. So that is darn impressive. Their pitching, their starters gave up one earned run in 22 innings. No one expected that. The Royals have been hitting the ball very, very well. So they kind of just totally pumped life into this season in 3 days. I mean, we went to Camden Yards Monday wondering if we'd see players traded off and start to point towards the future. And 3 days later, they're 2.5 out of the wild card, and even though they're under 500, you can't say they're not contenders because they're 2.5 out. And yes, there are other teams to compete with, but there's also 50-some games to compete. So, I mean, Tim Beckham looks like he brought some energy to the team.
Yeah, he does.
And it's needed. And I think they seem re-energized. So now we're going to see if this is a mirage of, they put together a couple good weeks here, or they can carry it through. And I'll add this. We've seen this team play good late in the year under Buck, several times.
Yeah, we have. We, including last year, here with Steve Molesky of MassinSports.com. Steve, when I say the name David Washington to you, what does that do? What does that mean?
David Washington from Norfolk?
Yes.
I don't think he's going to be here with the Orioles unless you have information I don't.
No, I don't. I don't. I looked at his numbers throughout the season. What, about 280? 13, 14 home runs, has a little bit pop in his bat. Didn't know. I'm basically asking, what are the plans for him, if any?
Oh, well, he got called up, remember?
Right.
He was up briefly.
Right.
I don't think he's in the plans for this year. It's my guess. I think he's got a long swing. Well, I mean, we only saw him for a couple of bats. How can we really grade him? But I don't hear any buzz that he's coming back. It will be interesting to see when we get to September who gets recalled. And I will add to your question about pitching, add a couple questions ago that I should have mentioned Tanner Scott. I mean, he's one of the best pitching prospects in the system, throws 100, the lefty at Bowie. He's on the DL. He's got a blister on his hand. I think it's minor. Lucas Long's pitching well at Bowie. This kid Alex Wells at Delmarva has probably been the most talked about pitcher on the farm in recent weeks because he's got a 36-inning scoreless streak at Delmarva. He doesn't throw hard, and he's not probably not one of their top 10 prospects, although he's pushing for it. So there are a couple other names I didn't mention a couple minutes ago.
Steve, another name you didn't mention, and I don't think you forgot the name, is just the name. He's kind of disappeared. That's Mike Yastrzemski. He was looking good in Bowie, but he's hovering around 230 at AAA. What's the word on him?
You know, Mike, I think Mike, his off-season surgery, core surgery, and it was a little more significant than we thought, and I think that really hampered him last year, and I think it hampered him early this year. And if you remember, about a month ago, maybe it was more than that, they sent him to Bowie, and he hit like 400 for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And they sent him back to Norfolk, and it looks like he's playing better since. I would not write Mike Yastrzemski off, but
good.
It's been a year where the Orioles have shown some outfield depth on the farm with guys like Austin Hayes and Cedric Mullins, and there's a kid at Frederick named Rafaela from Curacao, who's one of their home run leaders this year. He's got 19 homers. And Randolph Gassaway is a pretty good outfielder that they like, and there's some further down in the system. And then there's Mike Yastrzemski, which we shouldn't count out because he's still there and he's still knocking on the door.
Okay, Steve Molesky, MaskinSports.com. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, guys, have a good one.
You too, man, you too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.